WMRA News. I'm Bob Levicky. The health district serving much of the Shenandoah Valley says that all people 16 and older may now get a COVID-19 shot. That's phase two. Governor Northam endorses his predecessor, former Governor McAuliffe, to be his successor. And more stimulus money will be coming to local airports and private schools. This is the WMRA Daily for Friday, April 9th. The pace of COVID-19 vaccinations continues to gradually increase in Virginia, but it varies by region. The Central Shenandoah District says it will move into phase two of vaccinations today. Phase two includes all people over the age of 15. The Lord Fairfax Health District, which serves Winchester and surrounding counties, says it has moved into phase two and continues to vaccinate those needing shots in phase 1A through phase 1C groups. Those include healthcare personnel, older people, workers deemed essential, and others. The Blue Ridge District says it is still vaccinating people in the 1C group, but anticipates a significant increase in vaccine supply and could begin phase two soon. Statewide, nearly 4.5 million doses of the three available vaccines have been administered in Virginia. According to the Virginia Department of Health, that's more than one-third of Virginians now with at least one dose. About 1 in 5 are fully vaccinated. The number of daily new cases of the virus continues to decline in Virginia, but so far more than 10,400 Virginians are suspected or confirmed to have died from COVID-19 since the pandemic began more than a year ago. Full disclosure, the Virginia Department of Health sponsors programming on WMRA. Virginia's U.S. Senators Mark Warner and Tim Kaine announced more than $19 million in federal funding to provide economic relief to 11 airports across the Commonwealth. NBC 29 reports that the funding was awarded through the Federal Aviation Administration and the U.S. Department of Transportation and authorized by the December 2020 emergency COVID-19 relief bill. The Charlottesville-Albemarle Airport will get about $2.9 million. Shenandoah Valley Regional Airport in Weirs Cave will get just over $1 million. That funding will cover a wide range of airport costs. Governor Ralph Northam's office has announced a pool of nearly $47 million to help private schools cover some of their pandemic-related costs. That money comes from the same stimulus package passed in December in Washington. Private schools can use the funds to pay for sanitation supplies, PPE, and training staff on COVID-19 safety measures. Applications are due by April 26th, and schools must follow accreditation guidelines to qualify. Well, Governor Northam has endorsed former Governor Terry McAuliffe in his run for a second term to lead the Commonwealth. Virginia Public Radio's Jad Khalil reports on what that could mean.
Thursday morning, Northam endorsed his predecessor to become his successor.
He was a great 72nd governor of the Commonwealth. He'll be an even greater 74th governor of the Commonwealth of Virginia.
McAuliffe is considered the frontrunner in a five-way race. The Associated Press reported that Northam met with three other candidates regarding his endorsement. Those were Lieutenant Governor Justin Fairfax, former Delegate Jennifer Carroll Foy, and State Senator Jennifer McClellan. Endorsements often help candidates fundraise. Since McAuliffe is considered one of the best fundraisers in American politics, this endorsement might work a different way.
You know, it's probably not so much the fact that McAuliffe is going to benefit from gaining additional contributions through Northam's endorsement.
John McGlellan is a professor of government and public policy at the College of William and Mary.
In essence, Northam, you know, sort of cutting off an opportunity for people to use that endorsement as a way of distinguishing themselves to potential donors.
2021's first fundraising totals aren't out yet, but according to the latest information from the Virginia Public Access Project, Carroll Foy has raised the most money other than McAuliffe. Her big endorsements have been from progressive organizations. I'm Jad Khalil.
One of the other Democratic candidates for Virginia governor is criticizing Governor Northam's endorsement of his predecessor. In a news conference on Thursday, State Senator Jennifer McClellan disputed the implication that former Governor McAuliffe is the most qualified candidate, noting she has more years of legislative experience than all of her opponents combined. McClellan told reporters she thinks Virginia needs a new perspective. Well, finally today, lawmakers in Virginia have taken action to legalize marijuana in the Commonwealth in July of this year, but they still need to make decisions about how the new industry will be regulated. Virginia Public Radio's Michael Pope reports.
Marijuana will be fully legal on July 1st, but commercial sales won't begin until 2024. That gives lawmakers plenty of time to set up the new industry and figure out how it's going to work. Governor Ralph Northam and House Democrats want to create worker protections for the new industry, preventing license holders from taking sides in union organizing efforts and requiring them to pay a prevailing wage. Stephen Hayner at the Thomas Jefferson Institute says that's a bad idea.
These are state licensees, just like a contractor or a doctor or a lawyer or your plumber. There's no other state licensee where the licensing requirements are tied into what I consider to be basically a very pro-union interpretation.
Michael Wilson at United Food and Commercial Workers Local 400 says prohibiting worker misclassification and union busting actually fits quite nicely with the purpose of the new industry.
This is an industry that was specifically designed to combat some of the problems and failures that were caused by the war on drugs, and specifically the impact on certain communities, especially Black communities and brown communities.
The issue of what kind of worker protections exist for the newly created marijuana industry in Virginia is likely to be one of the key debates in the next General Assembly session in 2022. I'm Michael Pope.
For WMRA News, I'm Bob Levicky. Thanks for listening. Stay safely connected and enjoy your Friday.